Today on the Pageant Cast, we have Janice McQueen Ward. She's Mrs. Premier World 2016, and today she tells us about her life coach job, that she is a life coach for hundreds of people across the nation. You'll want to hear everything she has to say, some helpful tips, all tonight on the Pageant Cast.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Hello, everybody, and my name is Cecilia Margraff. You're Miss St. Francis 2013, and you are watching the Pageant Cast with Tim Kretschmann.
Thanks so much for joining us here tonight at the Pageant Cast, and we have a very special guest in the green room live on Skype. We have Janice McQueen Ward. She's Mrs. Premier World 2016. But in this portion of the show, we're going to be focusing on your coaching, Janice. So fantastic that you could join us tonight. Thanks for joining us, Janice.
Well, thank you for having me, Tim. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and to speak to your audience. So thank you once again for having me.
Well, thank you. Now, Janice, you've been a top pageant contestant as long as I've known you. How did you learn to become an elite contestant?
Ooh, that is a loaded question.
It certainly is, and I'm quite proud of myself.
Well, I've competed for a long time, but I didn't start as young as many people might have thought. I started when I was 17 and won my first Miss America preliminary, and I was hooked. I loved it. I loved meeting other women, other girls, and getting a chance to better myself. But I think what made me an elite competitor or elite contestant is the fact that I learned from my mistakes. And I've learned to be comfortable in my own skin and to really work towards a goal and to make it more about the win or, in some cases, the loss, and to make it about making a difference one day at a time and doing the best that I can. And I think that's what's helped me be successful, is that I have a strategy and I have goals in mind. And it's not just about competing to win, but it's about an ultimate goal.
Now, Janice, I do have a document here that does say that you have never made a mistake, so you can't learn from them. So are you rebutting my document that I have in my hands right now that you've actually have made a mistake? Nobody believes this.
Oh, well, you know, I am rebutting that, because there's many times I've been, I was the first runner up for just about every single pageant I think there was out there. And there's many times that I haven't played. So you either win or you learn, right?
Right.
I'm very fortunate to have won the crowns that I have, but it's because I've worked extremely hard and I've been a good loser, been very graceful. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. I would like to think that I don't make mistakes, but I sure do make many.
Now, a lot of times I hear coaches are saying, be yourself. Mm-hmm. And there's a kind of this myth out there that pageantry, it's you're a natural or you're not. And you hear these stories about, we had a Miss Universe not too long ago, that one Miss Universe, she was from the United States, and it was literally her fourth pageant that she had ever participated in. So, Janice, what can be coached? What are the things that can be learned that can take you from a pageant wannabe to an elite contestant?
Well, it's different for every person. It's definitely a unique journey for every girl. So there's not one formula for everyone. I do agree that each type of pageant has a certain formula of what can work, and you can learn from watching and attending pageants and also talking to the reigning queen of how her year has been. However, to get a girl to the point of where she's not winning to winning, or it being her first pageant, that's what makes me unique as a pageant coach, is I'm not just a pageant coach, I'm a life coach. So there's nothing wrong with going over current events, and there's nothing wrong with learning about the pageant that you're entering. You should all do all that as part of your homework.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with practicing questions so that you get really comfortable with generic questions, opinion-based questions, questions that are current events-based or platform-based. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. And that is part of my practice and part of what I do as a life coach, especially in the pageant world. But what I do differently than anybody else and to help people to build their pageant career is I help them answer a question, which is why. I help them develop a plan of action, a visualization of what they want from competition. Because many girls come to me and they don't know why they're competing. Or maybe if they know why they're competing, they don't have a set goal in mind or steps. In other words, they have the dream, but they have not sat down and mapped out a concrete plan. And they don't even know what's in them or why or what they want to encourage or advocate for. Or maybe they have too many things that they're doing. So as a life coach, I'm able to, one, calm them down, especially if they get nervous before competing. I help them keep on course. I help them navigate a plan so that they know what they want from the experience. And then I'm very realistic. And I tell them that, you know, it's not just about that crown. Sometimes it takes many, many steps. I was very lucky to win my first crown. And I think that's sort of the story with your Miss Universe. And sometimes people are very fast learners or they're innately given that gift. But not everyone is innately given that gift. So you, and maybe it's because of different things. And that's why you have to work with their personality. You have to work with who they are, their experiences, what they've gone through in order to help them maybe open up. So many of us are guarded. So I do that too. I help them open up and discover who they truly are. And what makes me feel so, I guess, blessed about being able to do this is I've helped people go on to not only win, but to go on to gain jobs, to gain promotion at work, to be able to get accepted into schools. So it's beyond that pageant interview. It's beyond that pageant that they're entering. It's beyond the crown. It's how they become a better person. And you have to do that. And that's the one thing that I think so many people don't realize about pageantry, that it's not just about the competition for that one weekend or that week that you're going to compete. It's about life.
You know, I've watched over the years, you know, I know lots of the beautiful women of pageantry. And I've seen so many that will tell me that their work in pageants has helped them land that job interview or to get that goal that they want in using the skills that they learned through pageantry. In fact, I have a friend right now that's going to help me do some mock interviews with some pageant participants because he's actually looking at trying to get into a new career and wants to sharpen his own interview skills by watching other people interview and learning how they do it. So I think there's really a very close match between the life coach side of what you do and the pageant coach side. These are not opposite things. They're part of the same thing.
It's not. And I think just identifying that each girl, each person is unique. You know, it doesn't have to be a girl. It can be a male. You know, it could be a man that's competing as well. It's really identifying what they are because they're competing against other people, but you have to hone your own skills. You can't copycat someone else. You have to be unique. And I think sometimes people don't identify that they're enough. They feel like that they are not enough, that they have to emulate someone else. They have to be someone else. And that's when you can run into many mistakes. And I'll be honest, as a coach myself, you're constantly working on yourself. It's ridiculous to think that because you want a crown that you are perfect all the time. You have to constantly hone your skills as a presenter, as a speaker, as a writer. And that's what you want to do. And that's what you want to look for in a coach is I'm constantly reinventing myself. I'm constantly, you know, writing. I'm constantly presenting. I'm constantly, you know, making presentations. And you have to reinvent yourself and you have to constantly work on yourself because we are, as people, work in progress.
Well, if you're not continuing to improve, you're just lazy. That's all there is to it. That would be called laziness. So
I guess so.
I do have to ask you a little bit about the logistics. Here you're a national coach. How do you coach over some of these vast distances?
Oh, that's easy. I Skype just like you're Skyping with me right now. Everybody can reach out to me at Janice the Queen Ward. There's a funny story behind that. Or you can, I can FaceTime you. I'm easily available. You can reach me through my website and I will give you all of my contact information. And I really believe that face-to-face is important. If I can't see you in person, which is always my goal, and I do travel quite a bit with my day job. So I'm in major cities all the time, but I do like to work with Skype, with FaceTime. And of course, by phone as well. Sometimes that is what you have to do, right, is work by phone. And I'm available. I'm all available coach. So when you coach with me, you can text me, email me, call me at any time. I make myself readily available, especially right before you compete, so that I can steady your nerves, because I'm very good at that. Maybe it's that mom instinct that I have. But I think it's important to be able to have that technology to be able to work with someone live, so to speak, as we're doing right now.
I can attribute that she does calm people down before something, because she was calming me down before before the pageant cast here tonight. So I know that you also judge from time to time, as I do. What is one of your top pet peeves that you see that contestants do that you wish you could just shake them and tell them, stop, don't ever do this again?
Well, you know, that is a tough question, because they're
Well, we don't do easy questions, Janice. You know that. Oh, I don't do easy questions.
I for me, in interview, it's when the girl doesn't let down her guard and she's not real. I think everyone can see from this interview I'm extremely real. I don't want someone to be, perfect. They don't have to be a carbon copy of the current queen. I want them to be an individual and I want them to be unique. The huge pet peeve for me, because I am primarily an interview coach, and although I run the full gamut of coaching, interview is what I really focus on, because that's the first time the judge sees you, is I want someone to sit down in front of me and be present. I don't want them to be thinking about or be nervous about trying to answer that question perfectly, which is what I find out when I'm coaching someone, is they want to give me the cookie cutter perfect answer to that question. And that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for real. I want to know why. I want to know why did this answer, and I wanted to hear it from you. So that's my biggest pet peeve. On stage, it translates there too. I can tell when someone has that sort of deer in the headlight kind of look when they're competing, and that's from nerves. You can see me doing it right there. And but if someone has a real thought behind their action and they're on stage with a purpose and they're in the moment, I can see that translate in their eyes. And it's a translation of love and acceptance. And when you're in the moment like that, it reads and it helps you perform better. And that's something that's also very teachable. But those are my two biggest pet peeves. They're not something you might maybe expect, but believe it or not, judges are very intuitive. We can tell when you're being authentic. We can tell.
In my case, I'm like Santa Claus, not just in weight. And I can see when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sakes.
So you're talking about fitness. Well, yeah, true. That does sort of.
No, I'm actually. I'll be honest with you. My pet peeve, and I've said this a million times, so I don't mind saying it yet again, because I love the sound of my own voice. I hate when they come in and they're not prepared. Come in and they tell me, how did you prepare for the pageant? And they say, well, this morning I picked out my gown. I want to come over the desk at them. Mm-hmm. And I do want to shake them. That and any platform that has the word awareness in it or has an acronym that I'll never remember. Those are my pet peeves. Some of those more of a humorous dimension, but I'll tell you, there are a lot of gals that I see recently at pageants that they just figure, I'm so cute, I can join this pageant 10 minutes before showtime, go out there, and I'm good to go. And I'm telling you, you got to prepare, don't you?
I'm with you there too. I mean, you can tell it when you're a judge, you can tell when someone thinks that the only thing they're supposed to do in preparation for this pageant is is make appearances with their sash and crown on, or their sash if they're a local title holder, and visit their sponsors. And there's nothing wrong with that. I am not putting that down. That is part of your job as a title holder, is to get out there and take some pictures of whatever you're doing. But right. do some real groundwork as to why you're there. And, you know, whether you use a coach or not, you've got to do that. And if you don't know how to do that, you need to contact a coach. Because it's identifiable when you're in that interview. If you don't have the mindset of what you want to do and why you want to do it, then you're not ready. And then if you're not ready, no matter how beautiful you are, how great you look in a swimsuit, you're not going to win. And, you know, I say this not only because I'm a coach, but because I've been that competitor. I have been in that situation before. So I've learned from my mistakes that you think that I haven't made, but I have made mistakes in my, you know, earlier in my career, I've made many, many mistakes. I know you have the waiver.
I have a document.
Never made any mistakes. No question. Right? Never had Botox.
Lots of research I did. Lot of research.
Yeah. So it's really about preparation, and you can have fun and still prepare. It doesn't mean you have to make it a bunch of appearances, but get out there and do your homework, and that way you won't make Tim nor I upset when we judge you. We still love you regardless. We love you no matter what. If you're competing in a pageant, I applaud you, I love you, I encourage you, but it doesn't hurt to get a little help along the way just so that you can be the better version of yourself.
I have to say, I don't know that I always love them. There's been a couple times I've been in pageants, and I'm like, no, you really need to find out who you are before you come to the pageant. But I do, at the end of the pageant, I love them again. But sometimes during the pageant, I'm like, I think you need to be batted around by life just a little bit more because you're not there yet. That's just because I'm a mean person. We all know this.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Tim. That's because they haven't done the work on themselves, and that's what I do. People that look like they have not gone through something, everybody's gone through something. Everybody has gone through something. And everybody has a story to tell. I don't care who you are, how young, how old you are. You have gone through a lot in your life. And there is nothing wrong with sharing that. And those who might come across as superficial in the interview process or have not done their work is because they haven't done their work. They haven't opened up. They haven't become their true self. They haven't allowed the shell to crack, so to speak. Right. And they're guarded. And that's what you're seeing when you're judging them. You're seeing their guarded version of themselves, and they're not being transparent. That's what I work on. I mean, you don't have to show everything in an interview, but show me the hurts, show me the pain. You know, show me a little bit of the, not that I want you to cry in an interview, but if you, I understand if you've gone through something, and if you share whatever that happens to be, and you show, and you're transparent, you're real with me, and you're not afraid to be real, then guess what? That is a feather in your cap. And everybody has gone through something. Everybody. Even children, they have something that they need to share. And when you are able to tap into that and share it with the world, you make the world a better place, and it makes you a stronger person. And that, to me, is what pageantry does. It helps you sort of take off the layers. I peel the onion when I'm coaching. I peel that onion until I get down to that core. And that's when you have that epiphany and you're able to then move forward with your career, whether it be in pageantry or in the real world. And that's what I love. I get goosebumps when I reach that aha moment with someone, because I've been there and I know what it's like to finally have that freedom to be able to let your heart out, you know, which, you know, we guard ourselves, don't we? But you need to be able to share it. And that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. They're afraid to share that part of themselves. Just not showing it to you.
I kind of feel like you need to have a mic so you can drop it right now. I have a stapler. Yeah. Can we drop that? No. This doesn't drop. I've tried. It doesn't drop.
No, I never drop my mic because, like you, Tim, I like to talk. So
then I can't use it.
Because I like to talk too much, maybe.
I'm usually the guy behind the mixing board, and I see somebody about to drop a mic. I am taking aim. No! Don't hurt the microphone. Well, it has been a delight talking to you again, Janice. And it's always great to have you on the show. Just love you to death. And before we go, any last thing to tell folks? How can they get a hold of you for the life coaching?
Please go to JaniceMcQueenWard.com. And you can reach out to me. I'm also on Facebook, Janice McQueen, or Janice McQueen Ward. You can find me either way. And I'm on Twitter, of course, and Instagram, at Janice McQueen or at Mrs. Premier World 2016. It's easy to find me. I think I'm the only Janice McQueen Ward out there. But most importantly, the easiest way to find me is JaniceMcQueenWard.com. And I'm constantly checking my messages and my phone because I believe in being there for you at all times. If it's something as simple as what color should I wear for my interview to a pressing question that you might have as far as your bio or interview question. But I am giving away something tonight. So I'm really excited. And this is something, it's a contest that I'm going to run until my birthday, which is January 30th. So you have from now until the end of January 30th. And all you have to do is share this interview on your Facebook page or your Twitter page, and do hashtag life coach the Queen Ward. And that's a play on my name, Janice the Queen Ward, because I get called that all the time because my middle name is McQueen.
Right.
But if you share this post at Life Coach the Queen Ward and make sure you put that hashtag, I'll be able to count how many times you've shared it with your page, with a group that you're part of, with any type of page that you're on if you're a current queen. And I am giving away one free hour of coaching, plus I'm going to give away for this the second highest sharer a free half an hour. And in that time, I know, so that's wow. Two. That's a lot. I'm giving away, that's a total of $225. And I'll do some more contests, you know, I'm sure. So just check out my Facebook feed. But if you hashtag Life Coach the Queen Ward between now at the midnight Pacific Coast time, January 30th, I'll check in on January 31st. The person with the most hashtags and shares will win one free hour with me. And the second highest score will win one half an hour with me. And we will go over those life-changing life coach options. And that means it could be for a pageant. It could be for a job interview. It could be for anything your heart's desire. And I'll help peel away those layers and make you the best version of yourself. So I look forward to seeing those hashtags come in.
Fantastic. And I can tell you from having conversations with you over the years, it's always an absolute delight to get to talk to you, Janice. So people should be fighting for those spots. And again, they can check it out. Use hashtag Life Coach the Queen Ward for that. Thank you so much, Janice, and thanks for the great giveaway that you're doing associated with her show. We love you to death, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Tim. I love you, Tim. I love everybody out there.
Should I make her do her pageant wave again, folks? What do you think?
more me is this and this.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thanks so much, and wishing everybody watching tonight good evening. It's here! Now the Pageant Cast has an app for your Android phone. The longest-running podcast on beauty pageants on the internet is now available in app form in the Google Play Store. It includes quick connections to PageantCast on Facebook, Twitter, and our massive YouTube channel. Not to mention our great website. Listen and watch our content on your phone anywhere. Download in Google Play Store today for free!
Hi, I'm Sean Stoffer Bagwell, Ms. Lone Star State, USA Earth, and you are at the 2016 Ms. USA and Mrs. USA Earth pageant.
Join the Facebook group that's taking Facebook by storm, the Great Lakes Pageant Scene. It's a forum for pageants held in states bordering the Great Lakes, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and even into the province of Ontario. This is no void forum. We don't allow bashing, but we do allow great pageant results, pageant contestant and title holder appearance announcements, photos, videos, podcasts, and articles. That's the Great Lakes Pageant Scene on Facebook.